The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet and is entirely clean. And you are clean, but though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should also do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today, we remember the events of the Last Supper with Jesus and his disciples. Everything that was said and done that evening sounded very serious. So the scene never ceased to fascinate many people for centuries. Those were the last moments before the Passover meal. There Jesus was, washing their feet, to show them the full extent of his love. But there is a somber detail there, we are told, but then which the disciples were not privy. We are told this because it's in the scriptures, but they didn't know at that time when they were with Jesus. So the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray him, a detail that will be a catalyst of a chain of events that will change humanity forever. And this detail is the same detail that will teach us to put our hearts on guard, lest we proceed with unworthy ways. It is true that that none of us would like to identify with the character of Judas Iscariot. But is it impossible to become a betrayer in real life? That is a question. But the good news is that Jesus was not focused on that. Jesus was focused on unity, cohesion, healing, being on guard spiritually, so that our hearts may not descend into a dark path. So by washing his disciples' feet, he taught them a vital lesson of servanthood leadership. He said, "I, your Lord and teacher, have washed you your feet. You also ought to wash one another's feet. Do as I have done to you. Love one another." Then came the sharing of the famous meal of the Last Supper, which we will also share tonight, the Holy Communion, the new covenant in his blood. If we can choose the best moment for that last moment, for that Last Supper, which one would it be for you? Go back home and read again. Which moment would be so close to your heart? What did Jesus want them to remember the most? Which part did Jesus wanted them to remember? Let me make it much more personal. What would you want people to remember about you if it were you? What would you like people to remember about you? Luke chapter 22 tells us that Jesus wanted his disciples to remember and observe the Passover, and he said, "In remembrance of me." The Passover, being an ancient Jewish symbol, Jesus used it and filled it with new meaning. But this theme of salvation in Exodus comes through this story here powerfully. So like God saved Israelites at the Passover from the Egyptian slavery, so is the Son of God will be saving lives from slavery of sin. Do you remember the details of the Passover? There was a lamb without blemish to be sacrificed. There was the unleavened bread, and there was the blood of the lamb, a sign for God's people. Do you remember they put on the doorpost so that the angel of death will pass over there? Those are incredible signs that we will also see at what was happening that night. And there in front of you will be a repeat of what God was doing at that time, saving the day again. And Jesus makes it even more personal. He says, "This is my body broken for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." I am sure you've heard of the saying, "You are what you eat." If we want health, don't we eat healthy? Right? So, to get well-built muscles, you not only need exercise, but also you need proteins to feed your body, so that whatever you eat is part of you and you are part of what you are eating. So Jesus knew very well this principle. So I have a question for us tonight. What are we feeding on in this life nowadays? What are we feeding on? Are our spiritual muscles atrophied because we are not exercising them, or not feeding them appropriately? And Jesus is going at the very heart of our need, the salvation of our souls. That very night, Jesus would be arrested, and the chain of events that followed led to a Passover repeat. But except that here, the lamb without blemish to be sacrificed is the Son of Man himself. On the day of the Passover, that Passover repeat is what we do here when we celebrate the Holy Communion. We remember the Lord's death and we also participate in the event, even though we are in the present. There are other people who came way centuries and centuries before us who also sat like we are sitting tonight, sharing in the meal. So at the same time we are sharing the meal, somehow we are in this presence together with those who have passed and with those who will come after us. We become part of Christ and He part of us. And that's why we say out loud, Christ our Passover is a sacrifice for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. And what we mean is that to leave out this Paschal feast is to participate in this meal, to strive in all our thoughts and words and deeds, to pass over from the things of this life to God, hastening towards the city of God. Remember, we are guests in this world. Our home is in heaven. So all we do is looking forward to go to that city of heaven. May we walk with Christ into the day of the Passover and share in His suffering so we can share in His resurrection. Remember, tonight, after this service, when we leave in silence, it's because the service has just started. And it's a long service that will go on tomorrow and on to Saturday. So it's a long service. That's why we leave here in silence. Amen.